Your questions answered. Your questions answered. The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad. The spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. What is the status of women in Islam? In Islam, women enjoy an equal status to men, both in terms of rights and responsibilities. The Quran emphasizes this equality. You are members one of another, 3:195. This highlights that there is no distinction regarding status, rights, and blessings between men and women, affirming that both genders are integral to society. Furthermore, it's important to note that Islam established rights for women that were unprecedented at the time, including the right to inherit property, which was a significant advancement compared to previous societal norms. This framework laid the groundwork for women's rights and status in various aspects of life, acknowledging their roles as mothers, daughters, and community members. While historical and cultural practices may have led to the deterioration of women's status in some Muslim societies, the core teachings of Islam uphold that both men and women are equal participants in their social and spiritual environments. The Prophet Muhammad also reinforced this notion by stating that men and women are two halves of a single unit. However, their roles are different. What is the role of a woman in Islam? As per Islam, the role of women is deeply respected and integral to society. The Quran emphasizes the equality of men and women, stating, "You are members, one of another," 3:195. This verse highlights that both genders share equal status and responsibilities in the fabric of society. Women in Islam are considered builders of humanity according to Maulana Wahdatuddin Khan. He encourages women to convey God's message within their families and communities, illustrating the significant role women play in nurturing and guiding future generations. Historical examples from the early Islamic period demonstrate that women actively participated in various sectors, including agriculture, business, and social work, while maintaining their dignity and feminine character. Khadija, the Prophet's wife, is a notable figure who conducted business, further breaking stereotypes and showing that women can engage in economic activities alongside their domestic roles. Islam recognizes the different roles of men and women, asserting that they are equal in respect, but different in role. This perspective is crucial as it promotes the idea that while men and women may have distinct functions, their contributions are complementary in nature. Moreover, both are encouraged to develop their spirituality and ethical character, reflecting the holistic approach of Islam towards gender roles. Therefore, the role of women in Islam is multifaceted and pivotal, embodying both spiritual and societal dimensions, enabling them to influence and shape their communities positively. How does Islam view marriage? Islam views marriage as a sacred and serious institution that goes beyond mere companionship or pleasure. It is a legal and spiritual contract, nikah, that establishes a relationship between two individuals without blood ties, laying the groundwork for family life. The Quran emphasizes that marriage involves mutual rights and responsibilities, indicating its crucial role in organizing human relationships and preventing immorality. The purpose of marriage is not to find a playmate but to seek a worthy life partner who engages in a deep, intellectual, and emotional partnership. In this context, the relationship between husband and wife is described as a firm contract in the Quran, 4:21, highlighting the seriousness of this bond. Furthermore, marriage is seen as a training ground for individuals to contribute positively to society, where successful spouses become good citizens. Importantly, Islam encourages couples to view marriage as a means of fulfilling shared goals and maintaining the family unit, promoting harmony through mutual respect and understanding. It is also essential for both partners to be seen as valuable assets with unique potential that can contribute to the relationship. This perspective fosters a supportive environment where both partners can thrive, ultimately achieving the divine purpose of human life together. How can spouses benefit from each other intellectually? Spouses can greatly benefit from each other intellectually through their role as immediate intellectual partners. Marriage offers a unique opportunity for both partners to engage in continuous intellectual development, as they can interact and progress together in their understanding of various subjects. This dynamic fosters a supportive environment where both individuals can share their thoughts, ideas, and experiences, enriching each other's perspectives. The concept of intellectual partnership emphasizes the importance of dialogue and exchange of ideas. Each spouse serves as a sounding board for the other, providing insights and constructive feedback that can lead to personal and mutual growth. By regularly discussing new ideas and exploring challenges together, couples can cultivate a habit of lifelong learning, enhancing their creativity and problem-solving skills. Moreover, intellectual companionship in marriage encourages both partners to break free from any limiting beliefs or conditioning they may have from their upbringing. This openness allows for a more enriching and fulfilling partnership, where both individuals can thrive. As they navigate life's challenges together, they not only support each other emotionally but also contribute to each other's intellectual enrichment. Youngsters nowadays don't prefer marriage. What is the solution to this? The growing trend among youngsters to avoid marriage reflects a broader social shift away from the values that once held significant importance in previous generations. The weakening of the institution of marriage is partially attributed to a focus on love and personal pleasure over the practical adjustments and commitments necessary for a successful marital relationship. To address this issue, it is essential to foster an understanding of marriage as a serious commitment rather than a fleeting emotional experience. Educating young people about the benefits of marriage, both socially and emotionally, can help emphasize its importance in building stable families and communities. Furthermore, involving families in the marriage process encourages a more collective approach to partnership, where parents can guide their children based on their experiences, helping to navigate the complexities of relationships. This could lead to a more profound appreciation of marriage's role in society and promote a sense of responsibility among young couples. Ultimately, it is vital to instill the idea that marriage is not just about personal happiness, but also about building a family and contributing to a cohesive society. Encouraging discussions around the significance of companionship and commitment may help shift the current attitudes towards marriage among the younger generation. There is a saying of the Prophet that the best gift a father can give his child is good manners. Please elaborate. The saying of the Prophet Muhammad that the best gift a father can give his child is good manners highlights the critical importance of moral education in a child's upbringing. Good manners encompass not only etiquette but also the principles of living a principled life, enabling children to become assets to their families and society rather than liabilities. Training children in good manners involves teaching them how to conduct themselves in various aspects of life, promoting virtues such as respect, humility, and empathy. This moral foundation contributes significantly to their overall character development and helps them navigate social interactions effectively. Additionally, instilling good manners is seen as a lifelong gift because it shapes a child's behavior and outlook on life. This foundation fosters positive relationships with others, encouraging them to treat people with kindness and consideration, which is essential for building a harmonious society.